May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. O gracious God, ever true to your covenant, your loving hand sheltered Noah while the waters of the flood cleansed and renewed the earth. May we, sanctified through the waters of baptism, clothed in the shining garments of immortality, be touched by our call to conversion and give our lives anew to the challenge of your kingdom. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Receive the word of God and instruct those who are placed within your care. Children ages 3, 4, 5, and 6, please line up behind the children's liturgist.
A reading from the first book of Genesis. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal on the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is a sign of my covenant that I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you, for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds. It shall be a sign of my covenant between me and the earth. When I bring the clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, that the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant. Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant. Lord, make me know your ways. Lord, teach me your paths, Make me walk in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior. Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant. Remember your mercy, Lord, and the love you have shown from of old. In your love remember me, because of your goodness, O Lord. Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant. The Lord is good and upright. He shows the path to those who stray. He guides the humble in the right path. He teaches his way to the poor. Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Christ suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison. In former times these did not obey. When God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water. Baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God, for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus into the desert, and he stayed in the desert 40 days, and he was tempted by Satan. He was surrounded by wild beasts, and the angels of God came and ministered to him. Now, after John the Baptizer had been put into prison, Jesus came into the region of Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. He said, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom is at hand. Repent and believe the good news." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Contracts are very important. They make life work. Some contracts are very formal, and some contracts are fairly informal. A work contract is a formal agreement. An agreement among friends as to participating in a sporting activity is an informal agreement. But nevertheless, it is an agreement. And the assumption is that the agreement will be honored. And when the agreement isn't honored, when the contract is broken, there is a tremendous amount of hurt and a tremendous amount of suffering that takes place. When a labor contract is abrogated, individuals and families, they suffer. When a contract for work to be done by a homeowner isn't honored, there is loss that is experienced by both the owner and the contractor. When an informal contract exists among friends to accomplish a certain project and someone drops the ball and doesn't fulfill his or her part of the contract, then there is damage done to the project. The story in the first reading is a story about a contract. It's called a covenant. A covenant is a contract. A covenant is a particular kind of contract in that it is used in the Scriptures to talk about a contract that God makes with creatures. Contracts normally have symbols connected to them. Today, the symbol is usually a piece of paper, sometimes a notarized piece of paper. It is the symbol of the agreement that has been made. In times past, blood was the symbol of the contract. People would mix blood with each other as a way of securing the contract. Be the symbol that my very life is committed to this contract. The symbol of the contract that is found in the first reading is the rainbow. God says, whenever you see the bow in the sky, remember my favor for all people and all creatures. That the rainbow is the sign of hope and confidence that God is present and that God will nurture the created universe, human life and all other life. The symbol that we take for Lent this year is the rainbow. It is the symbol of God's goodness, God's promise, and the hope by which we live. As we move through the season of Lent, it is important for us to focus on the bigger picture. The bigger picture is really the picture with the God's eye view. The picture which allows us to glimpse, if you will, the creative power and the mercy and the goodness of God for me, for you, for us. And to recognize that this gift of God is a gift of God that is given to a community. You know, the great message of the story of Noah and the flood is that the only way you're saved is in a group. And even if you think your neighbor is stinky, your option is to stay on the ark or to fight the waves alone. You survive because you're together. And the contract that God makes is with Noah and with his descendants, with the human family. And everything that is done to break down or to harm that human family is an affront to the Creator, who has drawn us together and has endowed us with the divine image. So So violence, destruction, racism, poverty, selfishness, all kinds of evil is an affront to the Creator. Because what it does is it denigrates, it destroys the very image that God has placed there. Now, this contract that is made with us is not of my initiative. I don't know if you listened real carefully to the first reading, but there were three grammatical errors in the first reading. Normally, when you have a personal pronoun like you and me that follows a preposition, you comes before me. So, for instance, I bought this box of candy for you and me. Not really, but I. That's not what the text says, though. Three times in the text, this is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you and the earth. I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature and all flesh. It's bad grammar, but it's wonderful theology. The covenant is initiated by God, and it is the Word of God that is the pledge that the covenant will be fulfilled. God didn't ask anything from Noah or his descendants, or from you, or from me. God is the one who has bound God to this relationship. Whether I'm faithful or not, whether I'm accepting of it or not, whether I like it or not, God has said from this moment on, you belong to me, and I shall be a compassionate God to you. There are many places throughout the Scriptures where covenants are made by God. And every single Sunday that you and I gather here in church, what we come to do is we come to celebrate the great covenant made with us, the great promise of God's fidelity. In a few moments, I will take a cup filled with wine, and I will say, after they had eaten, he took the cup filled with wine. He gave you thanks and praise. He gave the cup to his disciples. He said, take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the new and everlasting covenant. The new and everlasting covenant. The new and everlasting promise. The new and everlasting commitment. And he says, I'm so serious about that. I do not ask you to spill your blood as the symbol of this agreement. I will spill my blood as the symbol of the truth of this agreement. So for the season of Lent, you and I embrace hope and promise. And we embrace a God who has loved us powerfully, dramatically, and a God who seeks to draw us to fullness of life. That's what our Lenten journey is about. And that's what we begin in earnest this day.